Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
And first up, President Nikos Christodoulidis said that Cyprus cannot accept any more Syrian refugees. In an interview with the editor network Germany RND, he said we are not in a position to take any more Syrian refugees. We are at our limit and can no longer cope with this flow of refugees. He added that a total of 7% of the population of the Republic of Cyprus are now refugees and expressed his will to begin being able to deport refugees directly back to Syria. This would be done through the government's plan to convince the European Union that parts of Syria are now safe enough to return migrants, and Christodoulidis' line on this matter has hardened in recent weeks. What was once a request and a suggestion is now a demand, as he said. We expressly demand that certain areas in Syria be classified as safe regions. The government's hardened rhetoric on this matter has in recent days been backed by firmer action to attempt to force down the number of asylum seekers arriving on the island. Meanwhile, President Nikos Christodoulidis' stance on the Cyprus problem has not yielded any substantial results, AKEL leader Stefanos Stefanou said. Speaking at an event to commemorate two men who were killed during Turkey's invasion of Cyprus in 1974, he said AKEL has submitted a specific and comprehensive proposal on how we can positively influence developments. This, he said, would be done with the aim of creating momentum for the resumption of negotiations from where they were interrupted in Crans-Montana in 2017, preserving the convergences found and negotiating on the basis of the Guterres framework. He added, the developments we see are threatening and no communication trick can prevent them. Only substantial policies and initiatives can. The Cyprus problem has been at a complete standstill since 2017. Ankara is taking advantage of the situation and is proceeding undisturbed in its plans for more people to settle, for the Turkification of the occupied territories, for the assimilation of the Turkish Cypriot community into Turkey, and to promote this unacceptable two-state solution, he said. In other news, concerns were raised over the weekend over Cyprus's burgeoning porn industry, with an investigation set to be launched by Parliament. AKEL MP Nikos Keptiros told newspaper Politis on Saturday that he had requested answers in writing from the Commerce Ministry regarding the growth of Cyprus's porn industry, now said to be worth hundreds of millions of euros, but said he had not received satisfactory answers. As a result, he will now move to have the relevant parliamentary committee investigate the ins and outs of the matter. In specifics, Keptiros said he wants the company's financial situations to be investigated, as well as the origin of the material published on their websites and whether adequate checks are carried out regarding the legality of downloading the material in question. Cyprus is home to five large porn websites: Pornhub, X-Hamster, StripChat, FapHouse, and Virtual Taboo. According to Politis newspaper, the five websites belong to various companies based in Dali and Limassol. Elsewhere, Deputy Attorney General Savas Angelidis called for an independent investigation into Auditor General Odysseas Michailidis. In an interview with newspaper Kathimerini, he said any sane-thinking person would demand to follow the only procedure which exists to control the behaviour of the Auditor General towards independent officials and others in the public sphere. He said the only option available to assess this behaviour is to involve the Judicial Council in a process which would adjudicate an application to decide what constitutes misconduct for the purpose of dismissal. The audit service replied in kind with a statement of its own, saying Angelidis's interview confirms what we have been saying, that for a long time, the Attorney General and his deputy, with the help of a private lawyer, have been working on a plan to defenestrate the Auditor General. The duo at the legal service wants to behead Odysseas Michailidis, they said, urging Angelidis to put his money where his mouth is. And finally, a 16-year-old child was arrested in Larnaca after allegedly threatening two tourists with a knife and using xenophobic language against them. A report was filed by the tourists who had travelled together to Cyprus that four youths had approached them at around 3:30 p.m., one of whom was carrying a knife. They said the child carrying the knife had used threatening language in relation to their nationality.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.